Hold up. We was down for so long, didn't have no choice but to go up. Pull up. Spending racks and emails on my girl, watching her glow up. Rich nigga still in the neighborhood, still eating cocos. Yeah. Street nigga, bitch, I'm in a Bentley doing donuts. Yeah. Taught myself how to get millions, ain't nobody show us. From my young nigga, 50 balls, told him little nigga grow up. Uncle Vic told me stay down with this shit till it blow up. Smoking on some shit you not got, walk in my soda. Dirty. Used to sign for the packs, now I sign t-shirts and posters. Drop 500 racks to drop the top on that new roaster. Balenciaga the drip, it's dope. First class, Dubai, take a trip. Spend a little bit, stack all the chips.
Stack it up.
I walk in my jail and go crazy. Woo. Can't get money with me, you too lazy. One thing I ain't never did was never, ever, ever let a bitch play me.
Yo, 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 what's good?
The filthy one's in here.
Wow.
Good morning,
that's
sir.
Very dirty.
Oh. Good morning.
That's absolutely filthy.
Get out of here, man. Oh, jeez, bro. I worked early today for the first time. I have to work early for Black Friday. I have to work early these 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
It's the first time I worked early in a year, bro.
Jesus Christ.
My body's in shambles.
Fam, you have to learn how to go to sleep early, bro.
That's what it is. Oh, buddy.
Jesus Christ.
I was out, man.
Yeah, that's crazy still. Like, when you get to start 9?
9 this week, 8:30 next week.
Man, you're sleeping in, man. You're sleeping in.
8:30 is going to slap you.
I don't have. No. Yeah, 8:30 is going to kill me, bro.
Damn.
8:30.
You have to set an alarm and things.
Yeah.
About set an alarm, bro. Do the 4 a.m. shift.
Raz lives a whole different life, man. I don't even know when to hit Raz up. I feel like I'm bothering him.
Like, Raz, did you Raz, you work this weekend, no?
Yeah, I work weekends, yeah.
Okay, I figure, yeah. Like you work overnight on weekends, no?
No. I work 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. every day, unless I change my shift to 4 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah, like, I usually let mans know that what day I switch my shift. But if worst case scenario, it's always 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's why I'm always quiet.
Yeah, it's not actually you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Just hear me ranting, bro. I have to get up. Someone has to hear it. Someone has to hear it, bro.
Nah, I read your messages when I'm on break or when I get downtime. Mm-hmm. But like, to get into a conversation, I just...
Yeah, I know. I'm learning not to do it as much, but like, fam, this football season, fam, I can't help myself.
And I know, you're outside, though, so I know, like, can't even, it's probably just be cold to be on your phone. I don't even touch my phone, dude.
No, I'm in my equipment, but the funny part is I look at the messages first to see how the day's going. Because I can always tell what type of day I'm having based off early. Jordan's messages.
Early, too.
I was like, yo, if it's quiet, I know Jordan's about to just let loose just now. Holy.
Damn, man. That's why I didn't even have to put together a doggy, fam. I'm just here to rant. That's all I'm here to do.
I saw that. I logged onto the page. I'm like,
me too. I'm like, it's getting right. This guy's going off the dome. off the top. Okay, I see you.
Nah, Jordan is sick and tired, bro.
I'm pretty sick and tired. I can't lie. I cannot lie. But let's get into this episode, man. Fuck it. Okay, we are back. The boys. The guys are back.
Holy.
Usual Suspects. Episode 13. No, episode 13.
No, huh? You're true.
Episode
you're
13. True.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mental.
See,
mental,
fact
not
check.
Mental.
Fact check.
Mental not there.
Jesus. Yeah,
unlucky 13.
Always One Podcast. We're back for another episode. My guy, Kojo, is here with me.
You know, I'm here. I'm here.
That's very dirty. That's absolutely
filthy. You know, holding it down.
Yes, sir. Warm and everything.
Yes. Anchor, another Anchor-sponsored podcast to keep warm and safe inside our house so we don't have to step out in this, like, what is it, 1 degrees now or below zero?
No, it's -8 outside. It feels like -8 with the wind chill.
See? You know what I mean? Not about that action. So, yeah, we are inside potting for our safe homes. Another episode. How you guys doing so far?
Hey, man, you know, it's been up and down since we last talked. When was the last time we talked? A week and a half ago, I want to say.
It felt longer, but it
100% did.
It only feels longer because we've been potting every week, So yeah. Like when we take like a week and a half, it's like, oh shit, we have a podcast.
Yeah. It's like the schedule kind of gets messed up.
Yeah, but such is life.
Such is life. But yeah, you know, my parlor is holding me down like Isaiah Stewart being held down. So, you know, shit. They're all wrong anyways.
I say, man. Well, you know me, for me, you know, it's a lot of bets and a lot of L's. That's my mantra right now. So,
yep. Jeez. Yo, Bobby Betts need to free up the OnlyFans page, man. We need to fight out the picks, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, he needs to free up the OnlyFans still.
Hey, man. I'm in the same boat, man. There's a whole lot of L's this weekend. L's everywhere, man. L's in the parlay. Arsenal took a beating.
Shit.
About to probably take a fantasy L. Hey, man.
The way it's looking, we've been quiet on the page for a reason.
Because
things are life, quiet.
Life is handling us, okay? Life is handling us. Can't seem to get a dub anywhere.
Yeah.
And no one makes it worse for me, personally. Because, like, I respond to people in the DMs, right? Usually. So, there's people just dropping winners in and out. Just winners. Yo, look. Yo, another win. Yo, look at this one. I'm like, oh, that's sick. I can't even build up one to post on the page myself. We have a whole betting podcast. I'm trying to put together one win to throw up. I don't want to only put fan submissions like shit.
never felt to win in a while, man. It's been crazy, man.
Hey, bro. That's just how life goes. You gotta just see it yourself out the tunnel, man. It's a long one, but
it's a roller coaster, man. Sometimes the ups, and the ups are up, but Down, man.
I thought we had one. I thought we had one, and then we didn't hit one. The Thursday parlay that Lynch put together. Mm-hmm. Oh, that one hurt. That one hurt.
That one was definitely one that got away. That one's very detrimental to the mental, man.
Yeah.
What can you do? But hey, the thing is, this is what we signed up for, right? Betting is not a short term thing. You know, you're not gonna just bet and win your life savings in a couple of weeks or a couple of months. You know, you got to really analyze and learn, like anything really and truly, like even stocks or whatever it may be. There's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. So you got to see the trends from the year, right? And it's been a couple of months since we started the pod, and you know, we've had our ups, you know, there's a lot more energy early on, you know, but now it's just transitioning to a little down period. And with the cold weather, I don't know what it is. I think it's the winter blues that are getting to us, that we're just picking it without thinking it out.
Yep. So I agree. I totally agree, bro. It's the winter. You know, everything goes hand in hand. I feel like the winter came around the corner and the L's just started piling up.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's kind of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And the winter came out of nowhere too. I felt like it was just like summer.
It creeped.
Yeah. It definitely creeped. Cause like I did not feel today. I was very cold. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It was weird though, cause those times at first when it was cold, but then like 2 weeks later,
it'll
be sunny and it'll be hot.
Yeah.
No, it's not cold. Then it'll be cold again, but then it'll be hot again. But you know, but now it looks like it's gonna be cold.
Yeah, break out your long johns. Shit, it's that season.
Oh yeah.
Shit, man. Hey. I mean, I don't know where we're gonna start off, but cause there's no docket, but I want to start off with a football rant, to be honest.
I feel like that's a good start, because I feel like this episode should just focus on our mental. Fuck it.
Like, my condolence to Ollie, lost control of the wheel. But I want to start with American football, because American football has really got to me this year, and it's got to a lot of people this year, because we're seeing underdogs are almost covering over 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's outrageous, right? So a lot of these favorites aren't coming through. And I guess my biggest surprise from the start of the season till now is the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, man. Buffalo Bills. We were so high on them. We had so much hope. We had so much belief. And it's all coming crashing down. And now I have to witness it myself as I make my road trip to New Orleans to watch this Thanksgiving game on Thursday, New Orleans versus the Buffalo Bills. And I'm not excited to see either team at all. I'm going to really be in there just in there.
Yeah.
Because, man, bro, I have to watch a team that's falling apart and tanking in my New Orleans Saints. Well, I hope they're tanking so we could get Chris Olave, get another receiver, and, you know, re-up the arsenal. But, and I have to watch this Buffalo Bills team that has lost me a lot of money throughout this season. And will continue to lose me money as they don't find their identity. Because I don't know if they're good. I don't know if they're bad. They lose against bad teams. They sometimes win against good teams. And then they just get blown out by competitive teams, right? So it's very hard to navigate this NFL season, it seems like, because, like, I haven't got anything right. If we're looking at the MVP race, I don't know who's winning the MVP.
Jonathan Taylor? Shit.
That'd be a super slap in the face of Derrick Henry, though. So they'll never do that.
I know.
Because if they give it to Jonathan Taylor after the season Derrick Henry had last year, it's like, it's kind of crazy, you know? Because I know Jonathan Taylor's having a crazy season, but I don't know. Like I said, I guess the second half of the season will tell a lot.
100%.
Because right now we're like halfway, halfway, I'd say. And it'll be interesting to see how the second half pans out, right? Because the MVP race is a mess, and that's because there's no team that's really standing out to be like a dominant team, right?
Yep.
Like we're seeing the Chiefs, they're falling apart. They're not the same Chiefs to back on schedule, just like that. Right,
and I swear, last episode we said watch Chiefs get it together and everybody's on their bandwagon. I swear you could pull up that audio.
100%. That's where I have a podcast, so you definitely can. Which episode? I don't know. That's for you to find out.
Episode 12. I will tell you because we did have that discussion. It was crazy, and I don't understand how like you said, some of these teams, and especially in the AFC, I don't know who to bet, bro. Like I can't just. Like Dallas started out 6-0, now they're a mess.
Yeah,
Kyler is out
on every game, he's out.
Yeah, on a vacation apparently. Lamar Jackson has COVID, but he's traveling. Like, nothing makes sense. Man said, I'm trying to play through COVID. I'm like, bro, hold the seat. What are you doing? And they still won.
Yeah, you see what I mean? Baltimore is also another team that, like, it makes zero sense.
Yeah.
They're just pulling out wins out the ass. Doesn't matter what happens, who's down, who's injured. Like the whole team's injured and they're just winning games. So shout out, I guess, Coach of the Year is an interesting one because like
I took it over, man.
Do you give it? Yeah, you did. So shit. That's looking good. But like the thing is, like, do you give Coach of the Year to Mike Vrabel, who's like winning somehow, even though they just lost to Houston? But like they have the best record in the NFL. And, like, they lost Derrick Henry, but, like, they're just winning all these games that we expected them to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You have Cards are doing the same thing. Like, Cards are, like the NFC version of Baltimore. You expect Baltimore to lose. You expect Cardinals to lose, and they always win. Like, this week against the Seahawks that, like, you expect the Seahawks. You expect it in a normal NFL season. Russell Wilson at home is beating Colt McCoy.
I'm telling you.
No matter what happens. But this season is like none other where anything can happen. But the good thing about this is like if you weigh the pros and the cons, right? For the con is for bettors, it's going to be a season where it's competitive and we don't know which team is going to win. Mm-hmm. is good for the fans, you know what I mean? Because if we were just to sit back and just watch and we don't know what's going to happen, it's more exciting that way. But as a bettor, it's terrible because like we're picking the better teams, we're analyzing, we're reading trends, and there's no trends. So
everything's just all over the place.
It's crazy. Yeah. It really is crazy, man. And I don't even know what to do. Like
It's tough. It's like, do you bet with logic? Like, do we use your logic? Because obviously, like, our logic isn't working. Like, we're looking at games and picking like who's supposed to win, and like that's not happening. So it's like, does it get to the point where maybe we just have to? It's like, throwing stuff at a wall to see if it sticks. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what, today I'm gonna take this underdog and see what happens.
Yeah.
Man,
it looks like that's what's coming to.
And the way the underdogs are covering, you might as well take the underdog at this point. Like,
what it really is we need a single game bet, man. Parlays is not the way to do it. But
or at least like not big parlays. At least that's what I'm thinking, man. Next one, man. two, three teams.
Yeah. Welcome to me and $50, $100
See what happens.
Yeah. You still lose money. Yeah,
I know.
Because he'll be sick when he loses 50, bro.
What hurts more?
Then I'll be very sick. Okay, I'm gonna go sit in the bathtub. You know, just let the water come on my face, bro, with my clothes on.
No, the only good thing about the three bet is you can do the Trixie. That's the only good thing that I like. Yeah, about
that's very dirty. That's absolutely
something you can really stick to, really and truly. Like, I feel like my problem is I'll put together a Trixie, I'll put together a parlay, I'll put together the interceptions and passing touchdowns. Even though I threw that out, I'm not sticking with that. Remember I said on last episode, if you go back, I'm going to try out for the month of November, play quarterback interceptions and quarterback touchdown passing. That's not the one. That's not the one, but I am going to switch to one that I actually do like, and it's the anytime touchdown parlays. I do like that one because there's a lot of value in it, because there'll be like, for example, Stephon Diggs will be like a 2.00, or like Justin Jefferson will be like a 1.90, and a Devontae Adams will be like a 1.90. You know what I mean? So those are like even odds that you're getting. Right, and if you parlay Justin Jefferson, Diggs, Adams, a running back that usually scores, put them in a parlay, the likelihood of that's gonna hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there could always be James Conner shit. You know what I mean? Like, what if this weekend you did Jonathan Taylor 2 or more touchdowns, Austin Eckler 2 or more touchdowns, and who else had 2? I think someone else had 2. And whoever else, 2 or more. Oh, Jalen Hurts, 2 or more touchdowns. Fam.
I'll be on vacation.
I'm saying, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be on vacation. They're, it's hard, of course, but like, everyone scores touchdowns.
Yeah.
Right? And someone has to score a touchdown, right? And it's usually the best players. If not, it might be someone random. But the likelihood of Devontae Adams or Stephon Diggs or your go-to guy scoring, it's highly likely.
Yeah. I agree with that strategy. Especially what did Kojo say? The first touchdown of the game was what? Godwin?
Yeah.
Taylor's Godwin, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Go figures. Like, it's usually your best player, best receiver, scoring one touchdown, if not. Anytime touchdown. Sorry, first touchdown, if not anytime touchdown. So exactly. That's going to hit for sure.
Exactly, right? So, like, that's going to be what I'm actually going to try out. Like, I've came pretty close. I cashed out on one over the weekend where I saw that Zeke was hurt, and I took Zeke for anytime touchdown. But I had Nick Chubb, Devontae Adams, and Diggs, right? So,
yeah.
I put $20 on it, and I think I had Zeke and Austin Eckler to score as well, and it was like $20 to pay out $700. Right? So I had to cash out because Zeke was wobbly, and they weren't scoring against the Chiefs because Chiefs have a defense all of a sudden.
I know.
So I cashed that one out, and I ended up flipping like a $20 to $80. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, it's a risky one, but it's actually one that I'm excited about. Because, like, there's a lot of choices and you have a lot to pick from each game. Because, like, you're looking at both teams, Najee Harris is going to score. You're like, you know, some people, you know, when you get down to the goal line, they're going to punch it in or they're going to get a touchdown, right? So, I'm telling you, tip of the day, anytime touchdown parlays.
Yep. We'll throw it on the page.
You know, Bet365, no?
Yeah. I don't think Betway has it. No, they might.
I don't think it lets you
parlay
the games. Yeah,
that's crazy. It's very unfortunate. But I guess, yeah, my biggest surprise for the NFL season would have to be Buffalo. But Raz, do you have like a surprise or one of your bets that you thought was going to cash for sure and like just it's falling apart?
Man, I'm on the same boat as you because we were on the same page.
Yeah.
The other, well, since you covered the Bills, I'm going to cover my own team. I thought these guys had it figured out, yo.
Yeah, you like Panthers to make playoffs, right?
Yes. I thought they were going to have it figured out to the wild card, bro. But these motherfuckers, bro.
Started out 3-0.
Yep. Every season they do this to us. They start out hot and then, yeah. And I saw a stat today. We're paying for Teddy. We're paying for Sam Darnold. And now we're paying Cam again. Make it make sense.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, it's unfortunate, but it's good to see Cam back in Carolina.
100%, yeah.
But
from a fan perspective, yeah, 100%.
It's like you brought in Sam Darnold.
And yeah.
Like, why, you know? Like,
I wish I had the answers because nobody can seem to answer why we even let Teddy go. Because
could have drafted Mac Jones.
Yeah. I wish.
Right.
He probably would have stunk it up because we don't have the Belichick washing system.
Mate, who knows, right?
That's
an afterthought now as we see New England with the new Tom Brady 2.0 walk into the Super Bowl this year.
Hey,
man.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Who wins Rookie of the Year, Mac Jones or Chase?
I think Mac Jones is probably leading it now.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Right? But because, yeah. Because as a quarterback, that gives him the edge. And also, like, if they win this fucking division, if they get, like, the first or second seed now.
Oh, my God, bro.
Honestly, if the Patriots win the AFC East,
I would be super livid.
I'm going to be very livid because I have Buffalo and everything, okay? Everything. Throw in Buffalo. Win division. They'll win the division. Who's going to beat them? Yeah, they'll win the division. And look at me now.
Yep.
I can't wait.
That's bad, man.
How, McClellan? How?
Would you choose that one team just to be for the parlay? Of course these guys are going
to win. Yo, bro. No, Bills are really stinking it up. And they're going into the little tough aspect of their schedule.
Yes, exactly, bro.
If New England figures them out the first game, I don't know how they're going to win the second game because they can't stop the run. They don't have a run. It's crazy.
Man, I'm just hoping that they win the game in New Orleans on Thanksgiving. And then new month in December, they get it together. That's all I could hope for.
Yeah. Because as the season progresses, teams are just going to be running the ball with the snow coming.
Exactly, right? In December, Buffalo, who knows, right? But hey, it was a bad weather game in Buffalo this past weekend, and Jonathan Taylor had the Jonathan Taylor day. So
5 TDs, Jesus Christ.
Jeez, like, imagine, I wish I had him on fantasy. Shit. 53 points?
Bro, I swear you could have got Eckler. Yes, he put up a 50 burger.
Yeah, bro. I could have got Jonathan Taylor. I drafted Tyreek Hill, but I'm not mad at that. But
still. No. Yeah, imagine you could have got Eckler and Taylor somehow for a second flip.
That could have definitely happened.
100%.
Yeah.
Eckler got me in a blunt this week.
Yeah. And ZB benched Herbert, so could have been a bigger blunt.
Jesus, amen. I got toasted too. Poetic justice.
Oh my God.
You guys deserved it.
Let's speak on that one, actually, to be honest.
Hey, man.
So,
started off, Lynch. Go ahead.
Controversial trade of the season, or the best trade award goes to none other than your feller here on the Always One podcast, Raz.
Ding, ding.
He got off one of the greatest steals of the – it was probably the one of the greatest – scams I've ever seen in my life, to be honest.
Scam, this guy.
No, it was. It was more of a scam than the Fire Festival. It was nuts.
Yeah, it was like Fire Festival. I saw it running from my eyes. It was insanity, to be honest.
Like I was supposed to know this man's future.
The thing is, as a committee, as a team, we caught him early because we sensed his scam tactics early as he tried to finagle Boogs to give him Zeke and who else? Who was in that trade?
I don't know, but I know I was getting Zeke. That's all I cared about. Oh, Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts.
Zeke and Kyle Pitts for what? A donut and who?
Chase Edmonds and somebody and somebody. Chase Edmonds, AB.
Oh, for IR. Whoever ended up on the IR, you were giving it to him.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was trade one that we were thankfully able to veto, but we were also wrong because we vetoed the wrong trade. Because we come to another trade that pops up. For me, I was the head honcho CEO of vetoing the first trade. So I didn't want to be one to be like, I don't want to be that guy. He's the commish. You know, let him just do what he wants to do, you know? And another trade pops up. Who is it? It's, well,
Delvin Cook. It was one for two.
More context. The last place team suffering.
Yes, suffering.
Can't even breathe. Need some water to make it out the bottom. Has Delvin Cook. Chris Carson. Was it Chris Carson?
Yeah, it was Chris Carson.
It was Chris Carson.
No, he dropped it. I picked him up.
He dropped it. Okay. Yeah. So who was it? Delvin Cook.
Chris Carson. He had Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas.
Yeah. He had...
Yeah, he had Robert Woods, but he dropped Robert Woods.
I don't know why he dropped Robert Woods, to be honest. That was a very questionable call at the beginning of the season, but...
So you sensed his ineptitude. Yeah. And desperation to put forth a fantasy season, and you pounced like a predator.
Hey, man.
And
don't
put
it on me.
You sent him a trade for his only good asset in Delvin Cook. And who else?
That's it?
It was just Delvin Cook.
Yeah.
And you gave him fake vaccinated AB.
I was told he was vaccinated.
You knew he was not vaccinated.
I did not have the shrimp at the house.
And you gave him away to him knowing that he was not going to play any more games.
Hey, man. I was told otherwise. That's why I was told to trade him away.
You also traded him Josh Jacobs, am I not mistaken?
No, that is correct.
It was AB and... Jacobs can't get more than 10 points. Jacobs. Okay.
Yeah. Week 6.
Week 6.
Yes.
For Delvin Cook. Early.
Yes. Early.
Scandemic. But hey.
I have nothing to say. Plead the fifth.
He got his poetic justice as he somehow, he didn't even start his lineup.
No, he didn't.
He had mans on the bench that were playing. He had mans out in his starting lineup. But somehow, some way, he got a win. Because Dak put up, 2 points?
Yes. One. 1 point something. One and a half.
Oh.
A fumble and 2 interceptions. Jesus. Alex Collin had 3 points. David Montgomery had 7 points. Hunter Renfro had 7 points.
You barely touched 100, eh?
By 1 point. I just got over 1 point.
Wow.
It's okay. I did the math. I'll be in fifth spot.
Yeah, but it's not looking too good for. I mean, you'll be fine. Actually, you'll probably still squeeze in the playoffs.
No, because you know who I'm facing next week.
Who? Jonathan
Taylor?
The
number one spot.
Oh no, Kizzy.
Yes, sir. I need Jonathan or Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs to chill on Thursday, bro. The double up. Oh my god.
Well, I'll let you know beforehand.
Live reporting.
Live reporting from the Always One podcast.
Jesus Christ, bro. This is not what I needed.
Oh man. Yeah, fantasy is our fantasy update. I guess we should give him that since it's been a while. Kojo has gave up his reins of being the best team. He's fall to third, fourth?
Third
now. And I'm in fourth, holding it
down.
I'm
tied for first. We're all tied. Me, DB, and Books. Ezekiel and Books.
The record is tied, but the points is...
Well, the points, yeah
the
right,
points
right,
is Ezekiel.
Right.
But after this week, because Coach was taking an L, and Ezekiel and Books are both winning. So you'll be holding down third. So that's good. and I'll be in fourth, just waiting, just trying to get into playoffs so I can repeat for the third time. But it's not going to be an easy one, I'll tell you that.
That's where ZQ losing.
No, he's winning. He's beating Alex.
Yeah. 147 to projected 121. Yeah, that's a wrap. That's a wrap. Boogie's got to win. And then I'm in fifth.
Yeah, man, it sucks because I want that first place money, but I'm not going to get it. That first place money, you know, it's like, I got my money back. So, you know, I'm just cooling. Whatever happens, happens now.
Yeah. The investment paid.
Yeah, exactly. So I can get a third, you know, I can get a, oh no, you don't get money for third. I can get a second maybe, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the fantasy update for the Always One podcast. There can only be one. And who will be the one? Find out next time.
Shit. Hopefully one of us. Because we need it.
The way we betting, we're going to bet on the wrong players. So.
Yeah.
Shit, man. I should have took Tom Brady over rushing yards. 0.5, you know?
Yep, 0.5.
Jeez, he covered that.
Easily. As he went for man's ankles.
Right? Fuck.
Red card.
Speaking of red cards.
Mm-hmm. You see where I'm going. You see where I'm going.
Speaking of red cards.
Thank you for picking that up.
Over the weekend, it was very interesting. Of course, my sports teams aren't doing so well. Of course, the time I want to start a betting sports podcast. I can't talk about my teams. Well, I can, but in a negative light. Because Manchester United lost to Watford 4-1. And it led to the dismissal of Ollie at the wheel. So my condolences to my good old friend, Ollie. A lot of great times as a player. Few good times as a coach. But we now have to move on to Michael Carrick.
Same thing, man.
At the end of the day, what I've heard is Ollie wasn't even the one that was like doing the tactics for the team. He was just doing the managerial aspect.
Yeah, he's not a coach.
He's like a player coach. He's not really the tactician of the side.
No.
And that's what is the product on the field. The tactics are poor. There are no tactics. So for the coaching staff to be the same coaching staff, just no face, it's just going to be the same United. So I don't know how it changes. I don't know what lineup Michael Carrick's going to come up with that he didn't tell Ollie to come up with. But it'll be very interesting to see Michael Carrick on the sideline. How he'll dress, I don't know. He'll probably be in his tracksuit, like similar to when Giggs was interim head coach for Manchester United. It'll be very interesting. We have a Champions League game tomorrow against Villarreal with no Ollie on the sidelines. It's always interesting to see how a team performs after a coach gets fired, right? I'm seeing Conte having a blast over there in Tottenham. Hugging, high-fiving everyone, running all over the place, bringing energy to the club. We'll see what happens with United. I'll be thrilled if it was legit one of those things where Mans really didn't fuck with Ollie and turn it around. If I see Sancho beating Mans on the wing and scoring and assisting, I'll be like, oh, say a word. Mans really didn't like Ollie. Yeah, it's only Ronaldo. It was only Ronaldo trying to save the man's job. Shit. But, yeah, man, it'll be interesting to see how United bounces back from this, I don't know, what do you want to call it?
A slump.
A slump of a season. We're seventh in the league, I think, or eighth, I don't know. Seventh in the league. We're first in Champions League group stage. We'll see. Long season to go. A lot can happen, but...
Yeah.
The goal was a trophy, and I don't know how we get a trophy.
So FA Cup.
Are we still in that?
It hasn't started yet.
Okay, bless. So hopefully we can win the FA Cup. That's the only one that I could see us winning, but that's Arsenal's trophy.
You know it, bro.
Sitting in number five, comfy. Top man. 10. Man.
Top. Hey, but we took a beating this. Got reminded who we are, man. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, you did. You did. City. No, Pool, sorry.
Pool, yeah, yeah. Pool. City 1-3-0. GC. Yeah.
It just went to show like how young our team is. It's just,
but man, you know that's focus.
Yeah, exactly. That's like we lost 4-0 to Liverpool. Like realistically with the team we have, you kind of expect, unfortunately. Still a long way to go for us. So, you know, held on strong for about 40 minutes, but after that, focus just gone. Man couldn't play a 5-yard pass.
Mm-hmm.
Tavares act like a bean.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, you know what I mean? Tavares's performance was shocking. The lights were too bright for him. He saw Salah and he was shook.
Even Sammy. Sammy in the midfield? Every time he got the ball, trouble. Couldn't handle it. The lights were too bright, bro. Now they understand. They have to see what they have to get up to. Because they have to see where they have to go.
Yeah, it's understandable, though. You know, like, what's the thing? Like, you guys losing 4-0 to Liverpool, like, that's not a headline, right? It's just like, okay, like, that's as expected because they're a team that's, like, still trying to rebuild, find themselves, and build up to be a top four club again in England. So, it's as expected. It's unfortunate to go out like that, but
The key thing is how you bounce back for it. So that's what I want to see. How they bounce back next week. They go to Newcastle next week, so should be a win.
See, like, that's why it's blessed, you know, not having Europe games. You get a whole week to, you know, reevaluate the situation and come back strong. Fam, we have to go from 4-1 Watford, get pummeled, and then we have to go to Villarreal with no coach. Oh, man. It's unfortunate, you know, because I really hoped United would have got rid of Ollie after City, so we'd have the 2-week international break to figure out things and plan out who we want as a coach and things like that, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know who's going to be United coach. If you had a guess, who do you think is going to be?
I think the best person for the job is what? His name is Erik Ten Hag, the guy from Ajax.
Mm.
I think he said that he's 100% interested next season.
Say a word.
So it really depends on if Manchester United is going to stick with Carrick for a whole half a season. They also said Poch. Poch is 100% ready to go right now, mid-season.
Shit. Forward, fam. PSG, yo, Messi, yo, they can coach themselves. They'll be all right. We need some, you know, a man that can actually coach on the field. I'd love to get Poch, but we'll see, man. I don't know.
What about Rodgers, man, from Leicester City?
Yeah, I heard Brendan Rodgers is another one, right? I heard since they lost, it's almost like the players know that he's off this or interested in the United job, so they're not even really playing for him like that. So Brendan Rodgers, I wouldn't want to see it. Like, I'd love to have Poch, but who knows? We'll see.
So you prefer Poch over Erik?
I would love Erik too, because I just know the Ajax system, what it could do for development and tactics-wise and bringing out the best out of players, right? We see it time and year after year, we see with Ajax. Sell players, same product on the field. Sell players, same product. Similar to Dortmund, right? With Klopp, you see Dortmund with Klopp over there, what they're able to do, and still the system the same, having new coach there. It's, you know, it's player development, it's a system, a style of play, and it works, right? And it brings the best out of players. We haven't had that for the longest time at United. We haven't had just a coach that brings the best out of players. It's just been talent that leads to results.
Yeah. Donnie probably hoping Erik forwards.
right? Trust me. We'll see. We'll see what Carrick does, eh? If Carrick starts Donnie, that'd be like a almost like a shot to Ollie and his decision making per se. Because if Donnie's all of a sudden getting the playtime that Ollie wasn't giving him, that would be very interesting to see how that pans out, right?
Yeah. So like he came on, scored. So it's like, don't you have to start him now? Realistically,
I would think so.
Even if Carrick didn't want to, or like, you know what I mean? I feel like he like you have to now. Everybody's been saying is like, why is this guy on the bench? Why is this kid on the bench? And then comes on, he scores. This was the second time, too.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah. I mean, Carrick has nothing to lose, so why not, fam? I'm doing whatever, really and truly. But we'll see what he does, because we do have some defensive problems right now, especially with Varan out, and Maguire doesn't know how to play when he puts on a United jersey. So, I don't know what we do, really and truly. But Carrick can do whatever. I feel no ways, win or lose. Just vibes right now till we get a proper coach.
Yeah, and I feel like what you said is right. Like, Carrick has nothing to lose. So, like, put out whatever he feels like out there, and if it works, it works in his favor. And if it doesn't, well, he really didn't need the job. Yeah. Like, fuck.
So play everybody. Go ahead, Raz. My bad.
No, I'm just saying, fuck it. Play everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I would say it's like Lynch now and how the season has went and where it's going right now. Like, so what is your goal? Like, what do you think would be a good season? Or what do you expect?
Save our season?
Yeah. What do you expect? What do you expect to come in May when the season's done?
Top five, not four. So top five. Four might be tough. I mean, four might be tough, but it all depends on West Ham and Arsenal and some teams dropping points, right? So we could possibly grab fourth if somehow we turn it around, because there's a lot of season to play. Hopefully we can get knocked down to Europa, but I don't see it. I feel like we're going to move on. And then what happens? How do you get knocked down to Europa? It's either
finish third.
You finish third, but if you make it to the round of 16, you automatically, you're just out, right?
Yeah.
So we're not going to finish third. I think we're going to get to the round of 16. So Europa's not a thing. Champions League, you never know. Champions League, we could somehow, if we get a nice draw, win our round 16 matchup and make it to the next round. But we're eventually going to get knocked out at the end of the day. So top five finish. I wouldn't be mad at, but of course it's not up to United standard. And the FA Cup, like I want a trophy at the end of the day. I want to see us win a final, right? So that's what I'm looking forward the most, really and truly. But who knows? I don't even like you. I told you, fam. Remember when I said United was playing this week? I'm like, fuck. International break is over. Oh, fuck. I have to watch these United guys play and look. 4-1.
But I knew it, bro. 4-1 to Wofford is insane, man.
Yeah, exactly.
At least you know. That's the worst part. It's almost worse when you can see it coming and there's nothing you can really do about it. Like, you would expect to win, but really, if you don't win, you're not really shocked.
But speaking of not seeing it coming, Isaiah Stewart. Yeah, that was hilarious.
And the fact that he got suspended 2 games and Bron got one. Oh my god, bro. Like, how, bro? How?
Man, that was just, it's just crazy, I guess, because
no, of course, like, I get saw why he got more.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. You tried to kill him for 30 minutes.
No, it was in the tunnel when he's like, I'm good. And then I try to run around.
Yep. he ran through bare people, bro. He was a running back running through linebackers.
Oh, yeah. That was the craziest part. I was surprised. Like, I wish I was watching the game live because that shit looked, seemed like it was going on for a minute.
They said, like, it was a 15-minute delay in counting on TV when it happened. But so it was like a 15, 20-minute delay in the middle of a game.
I'm surprised he didn't just swing on LeBron when they were face-to-face. You know what I mean? Because they got face-to-face.
Yeah.
Then they got pulled apart. But then I don't know what was said or done, or I guess him seeing the blood coming down his face and his mouth bleeding is when he just lost it. But
it was, it was crazy. How hard did he get hit? Because he was bleeding from everywhere.
I know.
His eye was done. His mouth, lip was bust. And I'm just like, brother, what happened to you? You look like you got hit by a truck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, from first me seeing the picture, I'm like, oh, there was an actual fight. Like, man's were swinging.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I'm like, yo, what? Like, how did his face get like that? That was my first, like, how did he get this bloody? And then I just saw it was the elbow. I'm like, oh, okay. I could see how that would cut his eye, but I still don't know. I don't know if he bit his lip or what it was, or if it was the blood from his eye that went into his mouth.
Yeah. But
that guy would look like he was in a street brawl, bro.
He's getting traded as we speak probably.
Yeah, but he lost his mind, bro.
Yeah,
he lost his mind. Cade was scared as shit trying to hold him back.
Bruh, he's lucky he didn't get punched. Imagine trying to hold him back, because I felt like he was going to start swinging on his own, man.
I know. I mean, he ran some of them over, and the coach and staff and shit. Yep.
Yep. That was insanity, bro. Like, I was in Detroit, eh? Something always in Detroit.
Right. I heard it's what was it called? It was called
I don't know what it was called. I just called it Malice 2.0.
Oh, they call it Malice in the Pizza Palace because it's called the Little Caesars. Little Caesars now. Malice in the Pizza Palace.
Yeah, like, funny, I understand why he was mad at first, but like after a while, I was like, fam, like
you're not, stop, you're not
chill, like you think like it was cool. And the man would just start spinning that broad, bro. Holy. No.
Oh, man.
Russ was taking me out too, bro. Russ is the funniest man. We have to come to that conclusion. Russell Westbrook is the funniest man. From his press conferences to his mannerisms. This guy is just funny, bro.
Who got this a tech? Out here, I got a tech.
I'm just trying to figure out how I got a tech.
I guess that's what you get for being Russell. Put it on me. Oh, that's funny as hell. How did he get attacked? What did he do to get attacked? Just the pose he did?
I guess the taunting aspect of it, you know?
And try to square up.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. From a mile away.
Yeah.
Being held back and all.
And yo, even Melo, that was the hilarious part too.
Yeah.
You ain't coming through here. You ain't coming through here.
Holy.
Oh, man. Lakers are an interesting team right now. The NBA is interesting right now. The only standout you could say is Steph Curry. That's probably a runaway MVP right now. I don't see anyone really challenging him for MVP right now.
Like, no.
Not even really close, to be honest. Like, I know KD, because he's gonna go get a bucket, but his impact isn't as much as Steph's right now. And same thing with Giannis, but who knows with injuries and things. But
I know
I can't see anyone outplaying Steph, right? And then with Steph, it's like he doesn't have to do a lot; he just has to shoot the ball like he usually does, and the game comes easy to him. So he's gonna be effective, and if his team's winning. Like, if Warriors win or first in the West,
yeah,
and that's his for sure.
Fam, I don't understand how they, like we said last time, like, it's very hard to play a team when they play small ball and they play really fast. Yeah, like that team just doesn't stop running at all.
Yeah, great system.
It's just a great system, and their players are just hungry. It just, you can tell, like, Golden State wants to play just because they're hungry.
Yeah, and then who knows what happens when Clay gets back.
Shit.
But I'm cheesed, though, man. Because I have Phoenix on everything. again.
Oh, lordy.
And the Warriors, out of nowhere, best team in the NBA. Of course, so the Lakers, Suns, and the Warriors are in that same Pacific division. And I doubled down on Suns to win that division. And the Suns are doing excellent, but the Warriors are just doing
everything they can.
Yeah.
And they don't seem like they're slowing down either.
Not at all.
Because it's Curry. All. Curry goes off the court, and these guys are putting up 20 points without him. They're like 20 teams.
Right.
It makes no sense. It actually makes no sense. Either Curry is a great coach, or that team is just really, really well rounded. Because it's like just night in, night out, they're just getting it done with ease.
Yeah. And it's funny because we spoke about the Warriors, right? And we.
Yep.
Well, it's 2-1, right? Because you and Kojo said that the Warriors will make it to the finals, right? Conference finals. And then I was the lone dog that said they're going to lose in the semis, if that, right? But long season in the NBA. NBA is weird. Like, it's one of those seasons where it's legit. Like, there's the first half, and then there's All-Star break, and then there's the second half, right? Mm-hmm. And things tend to change around that second half, right? So who knows what happens, but like, there's probably not much value with anything based around Warriors bets right now because they're probably first in a lot of categories. Like, I know Steph MVP to win the division, they're probably first right now, I would say. They probably have the best value. And to come out the West, I would say, if Lakers still might, just because of the LeBron effect and the AD popularity.
Yeah, they do, actually.
Who, Lakers or Warriors do?
Lakers. Lakers are 3 points on point.
Yeah, Lakers are plus 550 on 365, and then Warriors are plus 600 to win outright.
Yeah.
Win outright, eh?
Yeah.
If anything, who do you guys like coming out the East?
Yo, bro, the way it's going, fucking probably Pacers or some shit. I don't know, bro.
I said Pacers.
Yo, bro, like you Pacers. Mean Bulls. Have you seen the score? 107-74.
But against the Bulls?
Yes.
Because the Bulls played last night, though. That's a huge factor in NBA. That's why I hate betting NBA.
I hate, because
you legit have to follow if they played yesterday.
Yeah.
They're probably going to play shit today. Players are going to sit out. And then,
yeah, that's the other thing. The players don't going to want to play. I hate the NBA.
You're telling me, bro. I'm sitting last in fantasy basketball. I hate this shit.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, sorry. Back to your original question. Who I see coming out the East? I'm going to say Bucks are the Heat. Because the Nets
Bucks
are not.
Bucks are the Heat, eh?
Yeah. Nets are not impressing me.
Well, the Nets need Kyrie.
Yeah.
That's all it is, really and truly.
Yeah. It's I don't know, like, without Kyrie and James Harden not getting his regular free throw, what was the stat? Like, he's 20 points less every game now? Because he's not getting his free throw calls?
The new rules. Yeah, that's true. It does make it tougher. Like, he's still going to do him, but it just makes his job a bit harder, right?
Yeah. And I just like Bucks because they have a good core, and I like Heat because they're just a good team that play defense, but Bucks or Heat are my pick, I would say, coming out the East.
But if you had to pick one, so Eastern Conference Finals, Bucks versus Heat.
Bucks.
Okay, Bucks. Kojo. Yeah.
Nets.
Nets, eh? Nets, eh? Okay. For me, I like Bucks. I like Bucks. Bucks Warriors Finals. That's probably those two. That's probably pretty good value, I would say.
Yeah, if you do that, you'd get, well, I guess you can't really parlay conference on 365.
Yeah, you can. You can bet, if you bet Bucks to win the conference and then Warriors to win the conference.
You can do it on Betway. I just did Nets and Warriors real quick. I'll do the Bucks.
Oh, it didn't let me do on 365 for some reason.
What'd you put?
I put Bucks to come win Eastern Conference and then Warriors to win the Western Conference.
And it didn't parlay them?
No, it didn't parlay them together.
Bucks and Warriors at 18.9.
God
Damn. See what I mean? See, like that yeah. That's pretty good value there, I would say for sure.
That's great value, yeah.
Yeah, still 100 on that, right? We'll see. Yeah, right. So I like that. I like Warriors Bucks. That sounds like about right. We have to see, because Lakers, they have a trade to make. We just don't know what the trade is yet, but LeBron will figure that out. He'll take a suspension and do some analyzing of the league to see who can pick up. So that's to come. So you always got to account for that. Is there anyone in the West that can knock off? Like, I'm telling you, man, I don't think we could sleep on the Suns down the stretch and in playoffs. Like, I feel like the Suns are a team, and that's why I still hold it. If it's Suns-Warriors in that semifinals, like, I don't know. I don't know. It'd be a great series. Great series, but who knows? I think Suns might be able to, I don't like that. I gotta respect that guy Wardell, so I won't say it really and truly, but you never know. So it'll be interesting. But the NBA season so far, not much to rave about, because I guess it's early and players take their time. They play, they sit, they play. There hasn't been any marquee games really and truly. And I feel like they don't really schedule the marquee games until like football is starting to slow down, right? Yeah, it's very hard to gain that attention or grab that attention away from football right now. Like, I'm sure everyone's watching Monday Night Football rather than whatever NBA game is on right now. So
Bucks and Orlando.
Yeah, that was, they're in slap. That was like 70 to like 39.
Something. 111 to 69 or some 62. Well, 50 points.
Yeah, that's the NBA for you, right? So.
Yeah, nothing exciting until I would say Christmas too. Like, Christmas is really the beginning of like NBA hype.
Mm-hmm.
The Christmas day, the holidays sell it from beginning to the end, and then it's like, okay, well, now we're getting into the NBA season, the All-Star break, then the playoff run. So it gets really interesting for me, like after the 25th of December. Because all these men are still on vacation to me.
Yeah, facts. Just vibes, really and truly, day in, day out. Day in, some memes here and there, some highlights, some dunks, you know.
Hey, speaking of NBA, Luke Walton finally got fired. Shit, took him long enough. Fuck.
Yeah, that was always going to happen. That was just a waiting game.
Yeah. Does NBA have first coach fired?
They definitely do still, damn.
Luke Walton would have been on my list for sure.
Yeah, shit. That was a good one. Damn it. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I think we should – we covered football, soccer, basketball. Yeah. I think we should get to – do you guys have a bet that got away? Because I have one. I have two, I think.
I have one, too, as well. Yeah. Whoever wants to start it off, go ahead.
Don't have one.
So. Okay. So I'll start this off. Let me just get into it. Settled.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, where do we go first?
Oh, man.
So I had a bad footy one over the weekend. I had a 16 parlay. And I think I used some of the picks that you dropped, Kojo, someone from the German league, the RB Leipzig.
Yep.
And that one did not pan out the way I wanted it to at all.
Bro.
But hey, it is what it is. It was close. It was definitely close, but it is what it is. So I had Borussia Gladbach to win. I had draw or Wolfsburg. I had RB Leipzig, PSG, Bayern Leverkusen, and Atletico Madrid. 16 parlay. I had $15 on it. Everything hit. But of course, the one with the highest odds, the one with the 1.75, the one that doesn't come through for me, and the always one that got away from me, was none other than the German side, RB Leipzig.
Did they draw?
They lost. They lost to Hoffenheim. At the goes. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate one. I thought I would get that one in the bag. Everything looked good, but yeah, that one slipped away from me, unfortunately. Did I have a football one? I don't think so.
No, you did. Come on, bro. You made the Thursday parlays. Yes. Oh,
the Thursday free bet. I'm trying to hit one of them. Another one bites the dust. The free parlay. Oh, my God. This one should have been the one.
It should have been the easiest one. Builder,
four picks, only four selections. The value was 21. $10 on that. Would have made 210, easy 210 for myself and Raz. Mac Jones under 252.5 passing yards, cash that. Kendrick Bourne over 36.5 receiving yards, cash that. Under 30.5 points in the first half for both teams. That was easy money. Atlanta couldn't score. They didn't score the whole game.
Yep.
But the last but not least, Ramondre Stevenson. He had two touchdowns last game. He's been on a scoring touchdown streak. But, of course, the day I want to pick him, no touchdowns for him. He can't get into the end zone. And the curse of the Thursday night free bets continues. I got to get one of them by the end of the season. I have to.
The way they're throwing money at us, they're laughing.
Yeah, they're laughing, man. It's nuts. Like, shout out to Bet35, like, just valuing this every Thursday night, just saying, hey, take a free. Go ahead. Sure, we'll pay you guys. Hit it. Take whatever you want. 21 selections, 50 selections. Doesn't matter. Still, L. Every week. It's insane. I have to hit one. We have to hit one.
We do, bro. Yeah, we do.
But that concludes my always one that got away for the last week for myself. Raz, have another one?
I have an always one. I have an always none. I have an always one.
Shit. Yeah, the only one you have.
Shit, I have the plethora. I have the dictionary, bro. Shit.
Oh, boy.
No. I had the Packers -3 when Hawks visited them. That cash because Hawks couldn't put up shit. I had Dallas -2.5, alternative spread just in case. And these fucking Buccaneers, bro. Washington football team.
Oh, yes, that one.
You telling me Tyler Heinicke. I knew I should have picked Washington because last year they almost beat him.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God.
you alternated spread them to what, 1.5?
2.5.
Jesus, a field goal.
Yes. Because I figured it would be a close game, but I didn't. Brady out here looking like retirement age. But now he won a ball today for some reason.
Yeah.
Of course. Then you already said the Thursday bet. Oh, I had the always none. in the sea of red.
Oh, my God.
Rams and 49ers game.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that one...
The bet builder I used on that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be tough just knowing.
Speaking of that, yo, Lynch, we had a great experience at that show. We didn't even get into that.
Oh, Dave Chappelle, yes.
Yes.
We were at the Dave Chappelle show. I guess that's part of our hiatus because the Dave Chappelle show on that Monday.
Yes.
Right? So we couldn't podcast. So sorry for that, listeners. But we're back here again on a Monday. But yeah, Dave Chappelle, that was a great experience. We... as well as Drake and Kanye had to settle some beefs.
Yes.
You know?
Well, they were in the back chopping it up, and Cardinal Official was stinking it up.
You were on 100. You were on the floor, were you?
Floor, yeah, floor.
Oh, you were on the floor. Yeah, sick. Yeah, the Dave Chappelle show, that was amazing. Really and truly.
Yeah.
Great experience. Yeah.
You know what the funny part is? When I came out to the show, obviously you're not allowed to have your phone on you. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the score. When I saw 31-10, I'm like, oh, I know Rams won. But then, funny enough, as always, I looked at Lynch's messages. I'm like, oh, what's he talking about?
Yeah, as Debo put 1,000 points on me, you beat me fantasy. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So back to the always none. I had Cooper Kupp, the touchdown machine, to score a touchdown. Of course he didn't score. Daryl Henderson to score a touchdown. Of course he didn't score. Elijah Mitchell to score a touchdown. Of course he didn't score. Jimmy Garoppolo, the turnover machine, to throw an interception. Of course he didn't throw a touchdown. I mean, interception.
Interception, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm in the sea red. Shit.
Man, it happens to the best of us, but hopefully we'll turn this around. It's a long, long season. It's you got to take it week by week, day by day. We'll get to it.
We'll get to it.
How are your bets doing today? Your free bet.
Hold on, Lynch. I also have one funny one that I figured it would be funny to laugh at. Remember how we said Andre Drummond take over rebounds if my guy's out with Joel Embiid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, boy. Ball
took
bets.
Took him 12 and a half over rebounds. You know how many rebounds he had?
Four.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Life is crazy, man. Life is crazy. Bruh. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, it's crazy. I actually have a bet going on right now. Funny you say it. Boston, first half money line, cashed. Bucks, first half money line, cashed. Pacers, spread alternative, +9, cashed. Atlanta first quarter, cash. Minnesota to win, early payout. But I have a I have a bet builder. Since Embiid's out, I took Tyrese Maxey 15 or more points in the match, and I took Seth Curry over 17 and a half points in the match. Guess who's not playing?
Maxey?
Seth Curry is not playing in this game.
Aye.
So I hope that they void the bet, and if Maxey hits, they'll give me some chump change. But
no, I think that gets pushed.
That gets pushed. Yeah, if the player doesn't play, that's void.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's a bet builder, so the whole bet will be voided, or does Maxey still have to hit?
They'll push that portion of the bet. So I think if the rest hit, they'll do the odds based on the red, from what I understand.
From what I understand, I think Curry would get pushed, and then the Maxey still in play because he's playing in the game.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck. So I have always won coming to you live on the recap when we post the episode. Tyrese Maxey, we'll find out if he hits or if he doesn't hit. 15 points. That's all I need for him. With Seth Curry out and beat out, if he can't get 15 points, I don't know what to tell you, fellas, against the Kings. But again, thank you for listening to another episode of the Always One podcast. Back with another episode with the guys. Good to talk to you guys. Glad everyone's safe and warm. Glad I don't have to step outside again and drive home.
Right now. Or most starters, we need them. Christmas presents, ladies, please. Shit.
Man. Well, yeah, episode 13 in the books. Again, follow us on the Always One podcast. Share the episodes. Tell a friend to tell a friend. 5-star reviews. All that good stuff. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Peace. Let's go, boys. We're getting a win this week. Let's go.
A win. Put it in the air.
You're manifesting. That's how we do it. Manifesting.
All right. Y'all stay warm.
Winners win.
Hopefully, shit.
There got to be one. Always one. As always.
Okay. Always not.
Stay out my way, I pop you like Ashby. Trap nigga on the way to Ashby. Smoke the best weed and spend millions on fashion. I catch the chicken, went ballin' in Ashby. Grew up fucked up, now I'm having. Don't make me book you for a closed casket. Drop a bag on your ass and go to Aspen. I just dropped off 60 bags in a Ashton. She in my past tense, but she a bad bitch. Smoked a blunt and count my money, started dancing. My bitch so jealous, she said, who the fuck you dancing with? Band play, that's who I'm running up the bands with. Free
all of my mans just locked down in the can. Free my dog. Shout out to the ops, cause them my number one fans. Super pussy. All my old hoes know I miss them the most. We made it out the trenches, grab a bottle, let's make a toast. I woke up this morning smoking big blunts in my Dior robe. Yeah. I got 6 carats, a piece of VS in my earlobe. Yeah. I got niggas with me on go everywhere that I go. Yeah. Today I just might be the freshest nigga on the whole globe. Stay out my way, I pop you like an aspirin.
Watch out.
Trap nigga on the way to Aspen. Smoke the